I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Three more people, two of them former city officials, have been charged in a San Francisco corruption case centering around former Public Works Director Mohammed Nuru. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
A lot has changed since Nuru and a local sports bar owner named Nick Bovis were arrested back in January and charged with wire fraud. Back then, prosecutors alleged that they unsuccessfully schemed to bribe an airport commissioner for prime restaurant space at San Francisco International Airport. They also say Nuru got favors from city contractors and gifts from people with city business. Nuru resigned his post in February, and he's free on $2 million bail while awaiting trial. Last month, Bovis pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate in the federal investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced yesterday that Nuru's longtime girlfriend, Sandra Zuniga, is charged with conspiring for years to help Nuru launder money from various illegal schemes. According to the office, she headed a city fix-it team and was director of the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Services. Charges for bribery and making false statements to investigators were also filed against two construction company directors. In a statement, an IRS agent called Zuniga's alleged crime Money Laundering 101, saying she, quote, deposited cash and checks from Mr. Nuru into her checking account, then turned around and wrote checks to him and paid the mortgage and contracting work on his vacation property, unquote. Her charges could carry a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
COVID-19 has spread to San Quentin State Prison, where over a dozen people incarcerated there have now been diagnosed with the virus. KALW's Christopher Agusa has more.
San Quentin began reporting COVID-19 cases last week, and the number has been rising quickly. Prisons are perfect incubators for the virus, and many facilities around California have seen outbreaks spiral quickly out of control. A prison in Kings County has confirmed over 800 cases, while another in Riverside County has nearly 1,000. One of these hotspots is a prison in San Bernardino County. The California Institution for Men recently transferred several prisoners to San Quentin. CIM, as it's known, has over 475 active cases. The goal was to move healthy but at-risk people to a safe location. But despite passing initial health checks, four of those transfers have now tested positive for COVID-19, according to a Department of Corrections spokesperson. Gavrilla Wells is an advocate for prison reform and has friends who are incarcerated at San Quentin.
I can't even fathom that anybody would approve this move. You know, it should not be a death sentence to be stuck in a prison where you have no control over your environment.
So far, 12 incarcerated people in the San Bernardino prison have died after testing positive for coronavirus, as well as two state prison employees. I'm Christopher Agusa, KALW News.
Millions of protective masks will soon be on their way to California after the manufacturer paid by the state to make them finally won U.S. federal certification. KALW's Ben Trefney reports.
The announcement from Governor Gavin Newsom's office came more than a month after the masks had originally been set to start arriving. Newsom's administration signed a nearly billion-dollar contract in April for hundreds of millions of protective masks for healthcare workers and others. The deal is with BYD, a Chinese company with California offices, for both tight-fitting N95 masks ideal for healthcare workers and for looser-fitting surgical masks. The surgical masks started arriving last month, but those critical N95 masks were twice delayed as BYD failed to win certification from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. Now that the company has approval, the state expects to receive the first shipment in the coming days, according to a press release from Newsom's office. The state will receive a total of 150 million N95 masks. It's half of what the state originally planned to receive when it took the unusual step of paying nearly $500 million up front. BYD refunded California half of that in May when it failed to meet its first certification deadline. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
California counties are bracing for a new wave of COVID-19 cases after thousands of people gathered to protest police brutality in recent weeks. While many are wearing masks, experts say the risk of exposure is still high, especially for African Americans who may be more vulnerable to the virus because of pre-existing health conditions. Dr. Flojan Kofor is an epidemiologist who focuses on racial disparities in healthcare.
Racism is a public health problem, and you know, obviously COVID-19 is a public health problem, and so is violence. And so all of these are coming to intersect, and people are having to make some difficult decisions.
She says public health departments should be prepared to make coronavirus testing more widely available, especially in communities of color. Leaders in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Santa Clara counties are asking anyone who's attended a demonstration to get a test.